It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Hawaii has the highest rate of homelessness in the United States. Across the islands, many homeless people have converged in makeshift settlements, often sleeping in tents in organized encampments. But now the local government is cracking down on these encampments with sweeps. Liz Barney is a journalist based in Hawaii who's been reporting on homelessness for The Guardian over the past 6 months as part of their Outside in America series. She says police sweeps often come in the middle of the night.
So when they do these sweeps, a lot of times, especially if it's a larger sweep, they'll bring in a social worker, and the social worker will approach the individuals and talk to them. But there is a general mistrust, and some people don't necessarily feel like the solutions that are being offered are viable or feasible or desirable. And so what you'll see is that a lot of these people simply pick up and move to another area until they're asked to move again.
Liz, we mentioned that Hawaii has the highest homeless rate in the nation. Why is it so bad there?
Ultimately, it links back to there's a really high cost of living here. 48% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. There's also a really high demand for vacation housing here, which also means less housing for the people. And being on an island means there's only so much land. And so at a certain point, you eventually run out of space to build on.
So as property values rise, tourists want homes, space is limited, and the cost of living goes up, it becomes more and more competitive for affordable places to live. And these encampments have popped up where people coalesce. You've been visiting some of these places and covering them. Can you describe one of the camps that you visited and what it's like?
The most recent camp that I visited is called Puhono o Waianae. It's a Hawaiian term for a place of refuge. And over 200 people live there, so it's definitely the largest encampment in Hawaii.
Now, you talked to the leader of the encampment named Twinkle Borge. Here she is.
I love our community. Everybody know everybody here. I feel that it's my responsibility to make sure they're getting the things that they need.
How does she lead this place? What does leadership look like?
So her type of leadership is very unique in this camp. It has a very matriarchal kind of feel to it. And then also there's a very strong level of a Polynesian type of communal living there and these principles of Hanai, which is basically taking care of other people like they're your own child. The state has said that they would like to remove the camp at some point ultimately, but I think at this point, no one's really sure what would be the best solution. The camp is really advocating that they are the solution. They're saying, you know, for the American dream, most people might think of a two-bedroom house. For them, their dream is to just be together and have this community. And for them, they're advocating that their camp could serve as a model that's more cost effective than constant sweeps and then also housing, which are both very costly.
Is there a longer term strategy, a long term policy or a solution in mind from authorities in the city or the county or even the state?
So the state is definitely working towards a housing first approach, but realistically, a lot of people are worried that that might not be actually economically feasible. And in these communities that kind of form, there's a type of strength, especially in this whole Polynesian communal living model where they rely on each other for things. So for this, I guess what they're proposing is really to find a solution that allows them to be together and to still have that strength that they have together as a community, but then also to have access to the resources that they need in terms of mental health services, substance abuse treatment, and other things.
Liz Barney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Liz Barney is a journalist based in Hawaii. She's been covering the homeless problem there for The Guardian for their series Outside in America.